I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. How tight are the ties that bind us? Russia is certainly testing the ties that hold NATO together. Today, President Obama was in Estonia, where he reassured the leaders of the three former Soviet republics in the Baltics, all NATO members now, with this message.
And I say to the people of Estonia and the people of the Baltics, today we are bound by our treaty alliance. We have a solemn duty to each other. Article 5 is crystal clear. An attack on one is an attack on all.
Tough words aimed at deterring Russia from throwing its weight around in the Baltics. Should President Vladimir Putin be tempted to do there what he's been doing in Ukraine? His support, military and otherwise, of pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine has much of the region feeling anxious. Today, though, Putin was at the center of what could be a turning point in the conflict. I asked reporter Charles Maines in Moscow to give us a recap.
Well, the big news this morning was that, first of all, it came from Kiev, in fact, which is that President Poroshenko had announced that he and Putin had come to some kind of arrangement for a permanent ceasefire. But then the Kremlin, in fact, came out and corrected that and said that Poroshenko jumped the gun. It made him look, I think, rather foolish to a lot of Russians, which is, I think, their preferred way of looking at him. And since then, Putin came out later in the day with an actual 7-point peace plan, which he apparently hashed out on a flight to Mongolia, which I guess is how most of these things are done now. And, you know, it was one of those kind of casual Putin, I'm the only adult in the room kind of events where he once again called for both sides to halt all offensive operations, called for an end to the bloodletting. But I think basically you can look at this as a Russian plan to solidify recent gains in the battlefield in East Ukraine by the rebels.
So will this be accepted, this new ceasefire proposal?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, as far as the Russians say they have the support of President Poroshenko, although the Ukrainian side has been quite quiet ever since they made this kind of gaffe with the original announcement of a ceasefire. But I think fundamentally, if you go back to what's happening here, you've seen the rebels make significant gains on the ground backed by Russian artillery. So I think that the threat of standing over Kiev right now is that we'll continue this pressure on the Ukrainian forces if you don't accept this plan.
Were Russian eyes and ears also kind of trained on Estonia today because President Obama was there? Estonia is a NATO member but also has a sizable Russian-speaking population, and we heard what Obama said earlier. But what was the reaction from Putin?
Well, I think there were a lot of Russian eyes on this. Putin was on this plane ride to Mongolia, so I don't know if he was exactly commenting on this per se. But you've certainly seen announcements by the Russian sort of military that they're planning strategic nuclear arsenal, will conduct a major exercise later this month. They're looking at revisiting their military doctrine, which has been in place over the past several years. And I think there's just this general sense, you know, kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy here where all along, you've had hardline forces within Russia that have always argued that NATO is the real enemy, and now NATO's sort of transitioning to this new, or paying more attention certainly to Russia and looking at the interest of some of these Eastern European allies in NATO. I think there's a lot of people in Russia who would argue that all along we've been the enemy. And Putin basically subscribes to that point of view.
You've told us in the past, Charles, that Vladimir Putin seems to treat military actions like a judo match. He's well known in that sport, kind of falling back in order to strike the opponent. Do you see this playing out again?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, I guess I look at this peace plan and it just seems more like, what would be the metaphor? It's almost as though, you know, you have a firefighter who's an arsonist, you know, a secret arsonist. And, you know, here he comes in and he's lit the fire and then he's coming in to save everyone. And not only that, he's going to collect on the insurance. But fundamentally, the thing is the Russians have basically already gotten what they want. You know, if they've created this corridor for the separatists in East Ukraine, if they seem to have held on to these gains that they have, then it makes sort of Ukraine fundamentally an unstable state, and it makes it fundamentally unable to join NATO, which is, you know, one of the things that's being discussed this week.
Charles Maines in Moscow, always great to speak with you. Thanks for making the plane.
Thank you, Marco.